Poetry, poems, poet. Prose, you can write. Prose, he can write. Prose, even I can write. But God writes poetry through you, through him, and even through me. Poetry is a shortcut to reach the subtle but tangible goal of goals, delight infinite. A poem starts in streaming tears and ends in soaring smiles. The poet beckons tomorrow's dream dawn and then transforms tomorrow's dream dawn into today's reality day. It is a deplorable mistake we make when we try to understand a poem. A poem is not to be understood. A poem is to be felt. A poem is to be loved. To try to understand poetry is like touching a rose with innumerable thorns. To try to feel poetry is to lovingly hold the rose without a single thorn. And to love poetry is to grow immediately into the beauty and fragrance of the rose itself. The soul of the poet creates the heart of the poet, originates the eyes of the poet, initiates. Inside each human being, there is a poet. This poet can bring down the loftiest heights. And at the same loftiest heights of truth, and at the same time can powerfully eclipse the darkest falsehood if and when necessity demands. Poetry whispers, oh my friends, oh my admirers, oh my adorers, O my lovers, my feelings are genuine facts. My feelings are absolute truths. Poetry whispers, oh my friends, oh my admirers, adorers and lovers. My meters, metrical movements, processes. My children, iambus, trochee, anapist, spondy, amphibrate, amphimesis. These sweet children of mine can measure the measureless lengths, measureless heights, and measureless depths. Let us embark on infinity's wells with my children, sweet children. When we write a poem or read a poem self-givingly, with what we have and what we are, we spend a quiet moment with God, the beauty, with God, the compassion, with God, the satisfaction. I am a poet. I started composing, writing poems right from my infancy. Before I write a soulful, powerful and significant poem, I concentrate with my vision eye. I meditate with my liberation heart, and I contemplate with my realization soul. And then I focus my life camera on God's transcendental divinity and God's universal beauty. After I've written the poem, to my satisfaction, I soar my poetry when birds soars high, higher, highest. To my extreme surprise, the absolute poet supreme tells me that he had prepaid my ticket to reach the highest heights of boundless ecstasy. When I read a poem in absolute silence, the soul of the poem tells me, come in, come in. Ah, you have come to see the real in me, to see the real me. There are poets, ordinary poets, great poets, and again, there are seer poets. These poets are of supreme heights and supreme reality. Seer poet. A seer is he who envisions the present, the past, and the future all at once. The great difference between music and poetry is this. Music is a universal language. I do not have to learn a particular language in order to appreciate the melody or the soulfulness, rather qualities of the music, the particular language. Just because music has a universal appeal, I can appreciate, admire, and adore, and love the music. A seer poet, seer in Sanskrit used the term drashta, he who has the free access to the wealth, treasures, to future, and he who has the capacity to bring forward the past golden dawns, and he who has the capacity to grow and glow him in the present realities. So the past, present, future poetry can bring into our day-to-day life and give us ample satisfaction. We do not have to enter into the past. We do not have to enter into the future. We do not have to look around what is happening. But poetry can do it easily for us. If we happen to be seer poets. It is said that poets are born and not made. Unfortunately, I do not and cannot subscribe to this view. There are many, many poets I've seen in my lifetime who were not born as poets, but by virtue of their hearts, climbing cries, and one-pointed dedication, dedicated lives, they have become excellent poets. So, as it is true, poets are born, even so it is equally true that poets can be made. Now, here, in the audience, I am sure there are some who are not poets, but at the same time have a longing genuine desire to become poets. To them I used to offer, if you humble and soulful suggestions. You want to be a poet. You can be a poet. You are bound to be a poet. Do not allow yourself to be ensnared by doubt. Self-criticism. No. Self-enthusiasm. Yes. Try to free your mind for a few minutes from the coil of thought Just for a few minutes, try to keep your mind silent. I'm not saying for a few hours, far from it, just for 4 or 5 minutes, keep your mind silent. And then the silent mind, place it in the throne, beautiful throne, illumining and fulfilling throne that your heart has created. It is inside your heart, this throne. And heart is welcoming you to sit with your calm mind, to sit on the throne of beauty, purity and divinity which the heart is created for you. You write a poem, and then read it time and again, as many times you want to. But each time you read, you try to increase your heart's joy. With your imaginative power. Imagination is a world of its soul. It is as real as the reality that you see all around. So increase your joy every time you've read your poem. Take the poem as a whole. Appreciate it, admire it to your heart's content. Think of the Creator. Creator has created this creation. He has created, he is observing his creation, and he is enjoying his creation. Exactly the same way you create a poem, observe it and enjoy it. You are the creator, you are the observer, and you are the enjoyer. Gather critics here, there, and everywhere. You must not hear the chorus of impossible critics. Critics, it is said, are the failures in the world of poetry. There is considerable truth in it. Not through criticism that you can perfect others. Needless to say, not through self-criticism that you can produce better poetry. So self-criticism is not the correct way, but true. Proper inner cries through self searching, self-illumining attitude that we can arrive at perfection. So If we want to perfect our poems, it is we should dive deep within to bring to the fore more illumining aspiration cries. What we need at every moment is enthusiasm in measureless measure and not criticism. By others or self-criticism. Poetry is humanity's aspiration cry, and poetry is divinity's satisfaction, fruit. There are many, many planes of consciousness from here. Poems can descend and again. The poet also can climb up like a bird, high, higher, highest, and enter into this planes of consciousness and bring down the loftiest truth, light, and delight. A poet can write a poem from the mind proper. He can write a poem from the intuitive mind. He can write a poem from the higher mind, you can write poems even from the over mind. Even higher. From the over mind, you can bring down divinity and reality. And offer them to mankind. But when a poet enters into short, cheap, ananda consciousness, existence, consciousness and bliss, which is higher than all the planes that I have mentioned, mind, intuitive mind, higher mind, over mind, super mind. The poet feels that he has covered the longest possible distance. It is like making the longest telephone call. But once he reaches this highest plane of consciousness, he sees the Poet Supreme, Absolute Lord, Poet Supreme, standing before him and tells him, "My brave child, you are mistaken, completely mistaken. Once you reach the highest, once you become one with the highest, your journey starts in the highest and not at two different places. So it is not the longest telephone conversation, telephone call, you can call it. A local call or next door call on the strength of your heart's immense cry. He was a poet, had reached the ultimate heights. Once you reach the ultimate height, the journey starts and the journey closes, become inseparably one. And here, my poet child, I want you to sing with me. I barter nothing with time and deeds. My cosmic play is done. The one transcendental I was, the many universal I am.